I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high and canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There was a very funny development in the Republican Party. There was a meeting and a conference funded by the biggest donors in the Republican Party on how to persuade voters that the Democratic H.R. 1 and S.B. 1, the voting rights bill, was bad for them, even though it's good for them. So what they did is they had a conference in West Virginia. They claimed it was from West Virginians. A lot of people were brought in from outside West Virginia trying to put pressure on Joe Manchin. But it was recorded, and somehow the New Yorker got a copy of the recording. And I heard a chunk of it last night. I think it was on the Rachel Maddow show. It was on MSNBC. And it was really amazing because they had their expert consultant, pollster, focus group guy talking to him. And he said, it's bad news. He said, we tested the message. They test all their messages. Ron Johnson, I'm sure, tested the message with a focus group within the Republican Party on his business of saying that he thought the insurrectionists were law-abiding people who liked the police, even though they murdered one, poked the eye out of another, beat two more on the head with lead pipes. That somehow he liked them, and he doesn't like Black Lives Matter. That was focus group. Well, in my opinion, well, here it was focus group on H.R. 1 and S.B. 1, and right on the tape, because the bad news, no matter how we put the message, a good majority of people, including conservatives, including Republicans, liked the bill. And they said, you know, we tested it one way, which basically said, okay, this will keep billionaires out of politics. They really like that. And that's you. That's you guys. And then they said, okay, we try to say that this was a plot to do this and to do that. And, they didn't care. So they themselves have acknowledged that at the very end, they used a term I didn't like to hear. And it was under the dome. They said, the way we're going to have to beat this is under the dome. That is shorthand. The lines are lighting up. That's great. We're going to go to the line shortly. Shorthand for meaning you got to ram it through with lobbyists in the Congress, even if their constituents like the bill, to stop it. That's what they're going to have to do. That's on tape. So if anybody out there who may not follow the news a lot or much care, think they're Republicans, YouTube it, listen to the tape and see what they're doing. People like the bill because everybody wants people to be able to vote, including themselves, in peace. It's great. Great development. We're going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Mark? And by the way, congratulations. You're number three. You won a shirt. Let Luke know your best mailing address and what's on your mind today.
Well, it's kind of an arcane reference here, but I can't help but think of the movie Night of the Comet, where the guy was, you know, saying something to the focus group, you know, to the think tank, and he, and leaving them, he said, think tank, huh? And he raised his middle finger to him, think about this. I mean, that's what I think for this Republican focus group. Think about this, and I'm raising a middle finger to him. I mean, that, you know, these guys are just nothing but power. They know that, and even some of their base is rejecting what their message is now, which is somewhat heartening, you know, regardless of the fact that those guys will still vote Republican, still vote for these guys. But these guys will do anything to retain power. And, I mean, what we need to hammer home to the point is that what the libertarian message is that self-interest is the most important thing of all. I mean, it comes before everything else. It comes before family. It comes before your faith. It comes before, your loyalty to your community or to your country. I mean, self-interest is everything to these, you know, to the guys behind the curtain here, especially the Koch brothers. I mean, that's Ayn Rand's philosophy. I mean, that if you put anybody else's interest above yourself, you're betraying whatever the cosmos's interest is. That these guys are truly sick. I mean, that, yeah, look at here in Wisconsin, they're saying, oh, we want Tony Evers to spend $1 billion on property tax relief, another $500 billion on broadband. I mean, these guys have rejected funds coming from the federal government, saying that makes it, you know, or makes the poor folks too dependent if we give $1 billion in extra Medicaid money. What about $4.5 billion to a multinational company that isn't that welfare for another quote unquote person, because corporations are people? Well, screw that. I mean, that you know, that.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, Luke, you look kind of interested sniffing around the microphone. I don't know if you had something to say.
Yeah, I'm totally with Mark on that exact point. And to note where the property relief would go for the suggestion that the Republicans are putting forth, Robin Voss, it's just important to note, is a landlord. And so he's only going to accept federal dollars when it can benefit him and he can line his pockets with it, because he had no problem accepting PPP money for his popcorn business. He wants the federal, the American Rescue Plan money to go towards him when it comes to property relief for his properties. And he refuses to accept Medicaid expansion or anything else that would actually benefit from the federal dollars. So the only way that we can get, say, a high-speed rail in Wisconsin is if Robin Voss benefits from it. So maybe we have to put that forth in the proposal.
You're making a good point. Mark from the SAC is too. And it comes down to this. These guys are crying crocodile tears. You know, they turned down $1 billion for trains, $1 billion for Medicaid, $4.5 billion they give to Foxconn, all out of our money, all out of our money. And then they go, oh, well, we want some of this for property tax relief. Well, you know, I want property tax relief. This particular bill prohibits using it to simply shuffle around your taxes. So it's unlawful. Voss has said that. Let's get property tax relief by getting the $1 billion back from Medicaid that we don't have to then pay out of the state treasury. And Biden offered it again, and Voss rejected it again last week. He rejected it again last week. The state is being vandalized by these guys. Going back to the lines, Bill of Econimwalk, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Hey, great discussion with Mark and the guy you work with. I wish you almost had like a Zoom meeting where a lot of people could join in a group discussion, because we're all on the same page. But I'm going to kind of feed off of what Mark started talking about. You know, Biden's lowest rating is on immigration. But if I worked for Biden personally, I'll say, let's flip this around and call this Save the Children. And then we're going to go to the evangelicals, especially the anti-abortion people, and say, now help the kids that have been born. Step up to the plate. You and I talked a while back about the Council of Churches jumping in there and helping these kids. If Biden's worst problem is he wants to save the children, man, this guy's a real leader. That's his worst. The worst thing, he wants to save kids to protect their lives. This is the worst. And like you were talking about Voss before and the rail, someday if we ever have time, my family was personally invested in that test fire they had back in the 80s. I wrote on it. And I love to speak on it, but we don't have enough time. another thing I wanted to mention is I have never seen a more Christian president.
Yeah. Bill, you're making some very good points. And what really kills me, and this is something that, right, because these kids are vulnerable, but also the financial thing that both you and Mark and Luke brought up. But think about this. Walker turned down $1 billion for Medicaid, and then he used hundreds of millions of our tax dollars to do part of the job, but not all of it. And we turned down $1 billion of our federal tax dollars. And Biden just offered it again. Trump didn't offer it again, but Biden offered it again with an enhancer, a few hundred million more. And Voss turned that down last week. turned down over $1 billion, more like $1.4 billion, $1.6 billion of our federal tax dollars, because he said he wants to incentivize people. If they don't have health care, maybe they'll get a job. Give me a break. Give me a break. There's a lot of people looking for work, and a lot of people give up looking for work. And the ones that do, so say they make 10 or 12 an hour, they're not getting health care with a lot of these jobs. You know they're not getting health care with a lot of these jobs. Walmart treats, schools them, gives them information on how to apply for Medicaid. And Voss turns down over $1 billion, and he's lecturing me, or he's lecturing Evers, and what he wants to do with the COVID money. It will end up in the pockets of his donors. Bill, thanks for calling. Thanks a lot for calling. Going back to the lines. We're going to go back to the lines. This show is about the lines. We are going to Betsy. Betsy of Madison, thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Betsy?
Well, first off, I would love to thank you for all the education that you give me, and many things, mainly in our state. I have been born and raised here in Wisconsin, and we always were Wisconsin nice, but ever since Scott Walker and their ilk come around to really destroy and vandalize Wisconsin, as you said, it just makes me so angry. And that's why I haven't been able to call. And you know, it's starting to build up again. I wish Trump would just shut up. I just don't get this. I just don't understand why they want to destroy people's lives and not make them better. And it's part of the plan, of course, you know, Matt, that this is the divide and conquer of it all. And it's just a sad state of affairs with the COVID and everything. I mean, we can go on and on about, you know, the Asian people being attacked. I mean, where is all this coming from? And oh, my God, right. George Floyd. It's just on and on and on, Matt. I mean, you're just ready to just blow. I just don't get it.
Well, you're a great friend and listener, and you're right. This is not the Republican Party you and I knew growing up. Betsy, thank you so much for calling in. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.